Let us pay respect to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. What is the noble truth of suffering? Dukkha Sitya. In Dhamma Jagga, Buddha says, Sankhitya Pinchu Badane Kanda Dukkha. In brief, five clinging aggregates are Dukkha Sitya, the noble truth of suffering. What are five clinging aggregates? In Mahasri Brahma Sutta, as well as in other suttas, Buddha explained many times, there are five clinging aggregates. The clinging aggregate of materiality, the clinging aggregate of feeling, the clinging aggregate of perception, the clinging aggregate of formations, and the clinging aggregate of consciousness. Altogether, there are five clinging aggregates. They are called the noble truth of the suffering dukkha sitya.
什么是苦圣谛？在转法轮经、大念处经等等的一些许多经里面呢，佛陀说，佛陀也解释什么是苦圣谛。佛陀说，简而言之，无取蕴就是苦。什么是无取蕴？在大念处经以及其他经里面呢，佛陀许多事解释了什么是无取蕴。无取蕴就是摄取蕴、受取蕴、想取蕴、行取蕴和识取蕴，总共有五种取蕴。这五取蕴呢就称为苦圣谛。
What is aggregate?Kanda. There is one sutta called Kanda Sutta in the Kanda Vagga Sanyutta Pali. In that sutta, Buddha explains Yankinchi Rupa Adida Nagada Pichopana Ijadanwa Bejawa Olari Gawa Sukumawa Hinawa Banidawa Yandure Sandigewa Sason Uba Daniya Yahu Chati Rupu Padane Kando.This is the definition of Khanda. Especially, this is the definition of Rupa-upādāna Khanda, the clinging aggregate of materiality. What is the meaning? Whatsoever materiality there is, whether past, present, or future, internal or external, gross or subtle, inferior or superior, far or near, all these 11 types of materiality are tainted.Which are claimed to be, are called the clinging aggregate of materiality. In this way, Buddha explains, altogether there are 11 types of the clinging aggregate of materiality. In the same way, 11 types of the clinging aggregate of feeling, the 11 types of the clinging aggregate of perception, the 11 types of the clinging aggregate of formations,and the 11 types of clinging aggregate of consciousness are taught in the same way.
什么是蕴？蕴的意思其中一个就是聚合体，我们一般上翻译成为蕴。什么是蕴？在有一部经里面那称为蕴经的，那是在蕴相应里面的一部经，叫做蕴经的。在那部经里面呢，佛陀这么解释说，无论是过去无论是过去、未来、现在，内在的、外在的低等的、上等的、远的、近的，这一些呢，这一切呢，都是，如果是讲说解释说色蕴的话，这一切就是色蕴。这是佛陀对于这个五蕴的定义。也就是说，如果讲到色蕴的话呢，那就有11种的色蕴，那就是过去、 未来现在内在外在啊低等的上等的远的近的十一种的色蕴，所以这是一种这个蕴呢，这种色蕴呢，因为它们是能够被执取的，所以就称为取蕴，所以一共有十一种的色取蕴。同样的呢，受蕴啊、受蕴、想蕴、行蕴跟识蕴呢，识蕴呢也是一样可以分为十一种，而所以就总共有十一种的受取蕴，十一种的想取蕴，十一种的行取蕴，十一种的识取蕴。
Therefore, first five clinging aggregates are also called dukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering. The present five clinging aggregates are also called dukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering. The future five clinging aggregates are also called dukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering. Internal five clinging aggregates.As well as external five clinging aggregates are also called dukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering. Gross or subtle five clinging aggregates are also called dukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering. Inferior or superior five clinging aggregates are also called dukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering. Far or near five clinging aggregates are also calleddukkha sitta, the noble truth of suffering.
所以过去的无取蕴可以称为苦圣地。现在的无取蕴也可以称为苦圣地。未来的无取蕴也可以称为也就是苦圣地。内在跟外在的无取蕴呢也称为苦圣地。还有对不起，刚才翻译漏了两个，就是粗的跟细的，粗的跟细的无取蕴呢，也是苦圣地。低等的跟上等的无取蕴呢，也称为苦圣地。远的跟近的无取蕴也称为苦圣地。
Again, I want to explain what is the clinging aggregate of materiality. According to Buddha's teaching.Our body is made up subatomic small particles called kalabas. These kalabas are not ultimate materiality. Again, if a meditator can analyze those kalabas, in each kalaba, at least there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element,color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. Altogether, there are eight types of materiality. In some kalabas, together with these eight types of materiality, there are also light faculty, jivita. Altogether, there are nine types of materiality.In some kalabas, together with these nine types of materiality, there are also one type of transparency, such as eye transparency, or ear transparency, or nose transparency, or tongue transparency, or body transparency, as well as sex materiality, heart materiality. Altogether, there are ten types of materialities in each kalaba. If you can see kalabas as well as if you can analyze those kalabas, at that time only you can realize ultimate materiality, the clinging aggregate of materiality by your direct knowledge. Without penetrating the clinging aggregate of materiality, if you practice vipassana,then you cannot realize Nibbana. You cannot attain the end of suffering. In the same way, you must also try to understand the clinging aggregate of feeling, the clinging aggregate of perception, the clinging aggregate of formations, and the clinging aggregate of consciousness. Find your own direct knowledge as it really is. If you cannot penetrate thosementality aggregates, you cannot realize Nibbana. This is the Buddha's teaching in the Kodikama Sutta.
接着禅师要解释什么是摄取蕴。根据佛陀的教法，我们的身体是由许多小过原子的物质呢组合而成的。这些微小粒子，这个小过原子的这个微小粒子呢，我们称为在经典里面称为伽拉巴，就是色聚，我们翻作色聚。但是这些色聚呢，还不是究竟的色法。如果禅修者能够观到这些色聚，然后进一步的分析这些色聚的话，他就能够分析到，他就能够看到呢，在每一个色聚里面最少有八种的色法，那就是地水火风色香味食宿这八种色法。食宿也可以翻译成营养素，最少有这八种的究竟色法。在有一些色聚里面呢，除了这八种色法之外，还有命根色，所以一共有九种的色法。那么在其他的一些色聚里面呢，除了这九种的色法之外，它还有一些净色，比如讲说有眼净色、耳净色，或者是鼻净色，或者是舌净色，或者是身净色，或者是有那个性根色，或者是心所依处色。所以这九种色法再加上任何这一种的话呢，那么在那个色聚里面呢就有十种的色法。所以如果你能够看到色聚，然后又能够分析这些色聚的话，在那时候呢，你就能够以观自如实的知见这个究竟色法，也就是摄取蕴。如果我们不能够测见这个究竟摄法，然后我们就想要修行观禅，那么在这样的情况之下呢，我们是不能够断除一切痛苦的。同样的，除了要这样的测知这个摄取蕴之外呢，我们也要用同样的方法来测知其他的四个取蕴，就是受取蕴、想取蕴、行取蕴和识取蕴。我们必须以观自如实的测见这四种明蕴，四种取蕴。如果我们不能够这样的测知的他们的话呢，那么我们就不能够证悟涅槃。佛陀在《Kodikama Sutta》里面是这样的教，是这样教导的。
Please pay attention to your body. No. Do you see these kalabas? Do you see? This is very important. Without seeing these kalabas, you cannot analyze those kalabas. If you cannot analyze those kalabas, you cannot penetrate the clinging aggregate of materiality, that is rupa. You cannot understand rupa by your own direct knowledge.
禅师叫我们现在试一试注意我们自己的身体，在我们现在就试一试，说让我们我们注意自己的身体，在这样注意的时候呢，我们是否能够看到色聚，就是那些微小粒子？这是非常重要的。为什么呢？如果我们不能够看到色聚，我们就不可能去分析这些色聚，也就是我们不可能够彻底的了知摄取蕴。摄取蕴也就是摄法。所以如果是这样的话呢，我们就是不能够以观自来了知摄取，来了知摄法。
The clinging aggregate of feeling, the clinging aggregate of perception, the clinging aggregate of formations, and the clinging aggregate of consciousness.These four types of clinging aggregates are called mentality nama. Mentality is more delicate than materiality rupa. For a meditator, if they want to discern ultimate mentality, they must try to understand six types of cognitive processes.What are six types of cognitive process? Endocognitive process, ear to cognitive process, nose to cognitive process, tongue to cognitive process, body to cognitive process, and mind to cognitive process. Eye to cognitive process cognizes color. Ear to cognitive process cognizes sound. Nose to cognitive process cognizes smell. Tongue to cognitive process cognizes taste. Body to cognitive process cognizes tangible objects. Mind to cognitive process cognizes six types of objects. Six types of objects are number one, color, number two, sound, number three, smell, number four, taste, number five, tangible objects, and number six, Dhamma objects. What are Dhamma objects? Except color, sound, smell, taste, and tangible objects, all the remaining rupas, all chaitas, all chaitasikas, and all different types of concepts, such as Adh Kasina, Vada Kasina, Phaya Kasina, etc. In Nibbana, they are called Dhamma objects. So, if you want to realize these six types of cognitive process by your own direct knowledge, how you should try? We would like to explain a little bit more.
受取运、想取运、行取运和事取运，这四种取运啊，称为明法。明法是比色法还要来得微细的。如果禅修者想要观察究竟的明法，他必须要能够了知六种心路过程，那就是眼门心路过程、耳门心路过程、鼻门心路过程、舌门心路过程、身门心路过程和视门心路过程。这个眼门心路过程呢，它是取颜色为目标，它了知颜色；耳门心路过程呢，则了知声音；鼻门心路过程了知鼻门心路过程了知这个气味；舌门心路过程的了知闻那个味道；身门心路过程的了知触觉；然后意门心路过程了知六种目标。那六种目标是什么？六种目标是前面的五种，就是颜色、声音、气味、味道和触觉。然后第六种呢是法的目标。什么是法的目标？我一般上我们翻译成法所缘。什么是法所缘？法所缘就是除了之前的五种的目标，就是其他五种所缘，就是色身香味触，除了这五种之外，所有的呢，所有其他的所缘都是属于法所缘，那就是所有其他的色法，然后一切的明法以及一切的概念，比如讲说十种片处的这个禅相，然后还有一个就是涅槃，这些呢都是法所缘。所以如果我们想要以观智了知这六种心路过程的话，我们应该怎么做呢？禅师接下来要进一步的
If you see color, endocognitive process rise. When endocognitive process rise, if you pay attention as a color only, I will explain. There are seven types of mind movements. Altogether, there are 40 types of consciousness mind movements. Number one, Paido advancing consciousness. Number two, eye consciousness. Number three, receiving consciousness. Number four, investigating consciousness. Number five, decision consciousness. Then, number six, there are seven types of impassioned mind moments called chavanas. Then there are number seven, two registering mind moments. Altogether, there are 40 mind moments. If you pay attention the kala, S kala only, then phyto advantage mind moment, there are 11 types of chitta and chittasikas, mentalities. In I consciousness mind moment, there are 8 types of chitta and chittasikas. In receiving mind moment, there are 11 types of chitta and chittasikas. In investigating mind moment, there are 12 types of chitta and chittasikas. In decision mind moment, there are 12 types of chitta and chittasikas. In impulsion, in different types of impulsion mind moment, jhavana mind moments. In each jhavana mind moment, usually, if you are also happy, then there are 34 mental formations, chitta and chittasikas. In registering mind moment, there may be 34 mental formations. Now, you can see me. Can you discern this endocognitive process? Can you see this 34 mental formations? Can you see? Okay.
在这里，禅师要以一个例子来解释。 这个心路过程，禅师所起的例子是眼门心路过程。在我们看到颜色的时候，就会有眼门的心路过程升起。如果那个时候呢，我们比如讲说那个时候我们注意那个颜色为颜色，那么那个就会有眼门心路过程升起。 当然我们可以注意颜色为其他，但是在这里是讲我们注意颜色为颜色。那么在这个眼门心路过程里面呢，有七种的心，总共有十四个心识刹那，七种心，然后有十四个心识刹那。第一种心是五门转向，第一个是五门转向心，第一个是眼识，第三个是领受心。 第四个是推度心，第五个是确定心，然后接下来又有七个是受行心，这五个加七个就是十二个心，然后再还有后来还有两个就是毗所缘，所以总共有十四个心识刹那，一共七种心。那么如果我们注意颜色为颜色的话。 在这个无门转向心里面呢，会有十一种的明法，就是一个心和十个心所。在眼识里面有八种明法，就是一个心七个心所。在领受里面呢，有十一个明法，就是一个心十个心所。在推度心里面有十二个。 明法一个心十一个心所，在确定心里面呢有十二个明法，就是一个心十一个心所，然后在每一个修行心里面呢，那有多少个明法是看情况的，比如讲说那时候有也有欢喜的话，我们有乐受的话，那么它就可能有三十四种的明法，当然还有其他可能性，那么在接下来的那个。 毗所缘里面呢，它有几种可能性。那么其中一个可能性就是它有三十四种明法。那么现在，禅师问我们是否能够看到这一切的明法，就是那些心跟心所，这个心路过程里面的心跟心所呢？
我们是否能够看到啊眼门心路过程，是否能够看到在某一个心识刹那里面呢有34种的明法呢？
Okay, I would like to explain the second noble truth. The noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sicca. What is Samudaya Sicca? The noble truth of the origin of suffering.Depending on the inclination and disposition of faculties, Buddha teaches in different ways. However, all have same meaning. So, complete information is mentioned in the Taittiriya Sutta of Anguttara Nikaya, Tika Nipata. In that sutta, Buddha says Samudaya Sicca in this way.Kadamin cha bhikkhave samudaya siccha. Avijja bhicchaya sankhara, sankhara bhicchaya vijnana, vijnana bhicchaya nama rupa, nama rupa bhicchaya salayarana, salayarana bhicchaya phaso, phasa bhicchaya virana, virana bhicchaya dana, dana bhicchaya upadhana, upadhana bhicchaya bho, bho bhicchaya jhati.Jadi bichya jara marana soga pri deva doga domna supaya sa sambondi eva medda sa kevala sa doga khanda sa samudaya hodi idam hochati bhikkhave samudaya siccha. Do you understand? Very good. Very good explanation. What is the meaning?Because what is Samudaya Sicca? The noble truth of suffering, the origin of suffering. Because of the arising of ignorance, avijja, volitional and formation, sankhara, comes to be existence. Because of the arising of volitional and formation, consciousness,Vijnana comes to be existence. Because of the arising of Vijnana, consciousness, mentality and materiality, nama rupa, comes to be existence. Because of the arising of mentality and materiality, nama rupa.These six types of bases, salayarana, arise. Because of the arising of six types of bases, salayarana, contact, phasa, arise. Because of the arising of contact, feeling, vedana, arise. Vedana comes to be existent. Because of the arising of feeling, vedana,craving, dana comes to be existence. Because of the arising of craving, clinging, upadana comes to be existence. Because of the arising of clinging, upadana, bhava, existence comes to be existence. Because of the arising of existence,Then birth comes to be existence. Because of the birth, aging and death comes to be existence, etc. In this way, Buddha teaches. And then he concluded that because this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sicca. So in brief, the dependent origination is Samudaya Sicca.If you want to penetrate the noble truth of the origin of suffering, you must try to penetrate the dependent origination by your own direct knowledge, not by hearsay.
接着禅师解释什么是苦集圣地，就是第二种圣地。什么是苦集圣地？虽然佛陀是根据众生的 倾向，以及他的性格呢，他的根气呢，来给予不同的叫法，来给予不同的解释，解释这个缘起。但是这所有的解释呢，其实都是你看回来呢，都是一样的。在真知部的一部经里面呢，佛陀解释什么是苦集圣地。苦集圣地就是一般上我们把它翻译成无名缘行，行缘事，事缘名色。这个就是无名缘行，行缘事，事缘名色，名色缘六处，六处缘触，触缘受，受缘爱，爱缘取，取缘有，有缘生，生缘老死，愁老死，愁悲苦忧恼，一般上我们是这么翻译。他就是说，当无名升起过后呢，那个无名升起过后，行就会升起，行升起呢，就因为行升起，所以事也会升起，因为事升起，名色会升起，因为名色升起，六处，六处升起，因为六处升起，那个触接触的触会升起，因为触升起，所以受升起。因为受升起，贪爱升起；因为贪爱升起，自着自取升起；因为自取升起呢，有升起；因为有升起，所以生升起；因为生升起了，所以老死愁悲苦忧恼也都升起了。这就是一切苦运的集起。所以简单的来说呢，缘起就是苦集圣地，所以如果我们想要测知苦集圣地的话，我们就必须要尝试去测知，尝试以观智来测知缘起，不能够只是透过听闻来了知缘起。
Okay, I would like to repeat. What is the noble truth of suffering? Dukkha Sicca.11 types of five clinging aggregates are called Dukkha Sicca, noble truth of suffering. What is the noble truth of the origin of suffering? The dependent origination. The dependent origination is called the noble truth of the origin of suffering. These two noble truths are the object of vipassana.What is vipassana? Anicca divasena vividehi agarehi dhamme passati divipassana. This is definition given in Attasalini commentary. What is the meaning? These two noble truths, the noble truth of suffering, that is five clinging aggregates, and the noble truth of the origin of suffering,that is the dependent origination fetters. These two noble truths are called sankhara formations. These sankhara formations are the object of vipassana. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly, so they are anicca and permanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha suffering.There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are anatta, non-self. Such type of contemplation for those formations, sankharas, as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, is called vipassana. So the contemplation of those formations as anicca, dukkha, and anatta is called vipassana. Without penetrating five clinging aggregates, without penetrating the dependent origination by your direct knowledge, if you practice vipassana, then according to Buddha's teaching, this is not real vipassana. If you want to practice real vipassana, number one, you must try to penetrateThe noble truth of suffering, that is five clinging aggregates. And number two, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, that is the dependent origination. You must try to penetrate these two noble truths by your own direct knowledge. At that time only you can practice vipassana systematically.
尝试再重复一次，什么是苦圣谛？苦圣谛就是那个十一种五取蕴，这十一种五取蕴称为苦圣谛。什么是苦集圣谛？苦集圣谛就是缘起。所以这两种圣谛，就是苦圣谛跟苦圣谛跟苦集圣谛呢，是观禅的目标。什么是观禅的目标？在俗生译注里面有给观禅的目标这样的定义，就是这两种圣谛，苦集圣谛也就是五取蕴，以及苦圣谛也就是五取蕴，以及第二个圣谛苦集圣谛也就是缘起，这两种圣谛呢称为行法，上课行法。行法呢也就是观禅的目标。这些行法他们一旦升起就坏灭了，所以说一升起就坏灭，是非常迅速的，所以他们是无常的。然后这些行法一致都遭受这个生灭呢的压迫，所以他们是苦的。然后在这些行法里面呢并没有永恒的实体存在，所以他们是无我的。如果能够这样的观照这些行法呢为无常苦无我，那么那时候的观照呢就称为观禅的观照，就观智。所以能够这样观照这十一种观照这些行法，就是五取蕴跟缘起为无常苦我，就称为观禅。如果我们不能够彻知五取蕴不能够以观智彻知五取蕴，不能够以观智彻知缘起的话，如果我们这样我们在不能够这么做到的时候呢，就想要修行观禅的话，那么根据佛陀的教导，这并不是真正的观禅。如果你想要修行真正的观禅的话，你必须尝试先能够彻知五取蕴，也就是第一个圣谛苦圣谛，以及彻知透彻的彻知这个第二个圣谛，也就是缘起苦集圣谛。当你能够以观智彻知这两个圣谛，就是苦圣谛跟苦集圣谛过后呢，你才能够有系统的修行观禅。
If you practice vipassana systematically, one day you may attain Uddiya Bhaya Jnana stage, the knowledge of rising and falling. In that stage, you may realize Nirodha Satya.The noble truth of the cessation of suffering. However, that Nirodha Satya is the object of Uddiya Bhaya insight only, not the object of path and fruition knowledge. The Nirodha Satya, which is the object of path and fruition knowledge, is Subramande Nirodha Satya, that is Nibbana. But in this stage,When practicing Uddiya Bhaya Jnana, at that time also, you can realize Nirodha Satya. That Nirodha Satya is the object of Uddiya Bhaya Jnana, the knowledge of rising and passing away only. That Nirodha Satya is also taught in the Taittiriya Sutta of Anguttara Nikaya.The Buddha says in that sutta thus, Kadamin cha bhikkhave dukkha nirodha ariya sicca Vijaya dweva asesa viraga nirodha sankhara nirodho Sankhara nirodha vinyana nirodho Vinyana nirodha nama rupa nirodho Nama rupa nirodha salayarana nirodho Salayarana nirodha pasa nirodho Pasa nirodha, virana nirodha, virana nirodha, dana nirodha, dana nirodha, upadana nirodha, upadana nirodha, bhava nirodha, bhava nirodha, jati nirodha, jati nirodha, jara marana, soka, parideva, dukkha, domanasu, payasa, nirodhanti, eva medasa, kevalasa, dukkha, khandasa, nirodha, hoti.Idhan hochati bhikkhave nirodha riya sicca. What is the meaning? Because of the complete cessation of ignorance, avijja, volitional formations, sankharas, cease completely with the remainder. Because of the complete cessation of volitional formations, sankhara, consciousness,Vijnana cease completely with the remainder, etc. In this way, Buddha teaches the rebirth order of dependent origination. That rebirth order is called Nirodha Sicca. That Nirodha Sicca is the object of Udiyabhya Jnana insight, the knowledge of rising and falling or rising and passing away insight.
如果你有系统的修行观禅的话，有一天你可能会达到，你会证得第四个那个生灭随观智。在你证得生灭随观智的这个阶段呢，你也能够了知苦灭生地，但是这个苦灭生地只是生灭随观智的目标，并不是我这个圣道圣果的目标，这两个是不一样的。在圣道圣果的时候呢，说他所取的目标是出世间法，是涅槃。但是在生灭随观智的阶段呢，你能够观到的是这个苦灭，看到苦灭。这个苦灭呢，是生灭随观智的目标。佛陀在佛陀在这个有一部经，这个《真智不离的利处经》里面也有这样的教导。佛陀说，在这部经里面，佛陀说，一般上我们就这样翻译说：无明，这个无明灭，所以那个行灭。当无明完全灭尽的时候呢，行就灭尽；无明灭，所以行灭；行灭，所以事灭。因为事灭而名生灭，因为名生灭而六处灭。因为六处灭，处灭；因为处灭，受灭；因为受灭，爱灭；因为爱灭，所以那个取也灭；因为取灭，所以有灭；因为有灭呢，所以生灭；因为生灭，老死愁悲，老死愁悲，苦忧恼都灭。这是这个逆转这个十二缘起那个缘起的教法，逆转的教法。倒转过来教，倒转过来教呢，就是。叫这个这个灭地，这个叫这个灭地，这种的灭，看到这样的灭呢，它是生灭随观智的目标。
I want to ask you one question. Please answer me. Have you enough faith in the Buddha's teaching? How will you answer? Have you enough faith in the Buddha's teaching? If yes, then you must obey these teachings. You must follow these teachings. But I would like to explain. This teaching is not only mentioned in the Taittiriya Sutta of Anguttara Nikaya Tika Nipata. In the Bodhisambhita Magga, also Venerable Sariputta explains this teaching. In the same way,In the famous Mahasatipatthana Sutta, in every session, Buddha teaches this teaching. But teaching system is a little bit different. Usage is a little bit different. Meaning is same. For example, if a meditator practices Anapanasati meditation up to fourth jhana,Based on that fourth jhana concentration, if he want to practice vipassana, he must do how he should write this. The Buddha says, Iti ijadava gaya gaya nubasi viharati, bhidava gaya gaya nubasi viharati, ijada bhidava gaya gaya nubasi viharati. Thus he advised contemplating materiality and mentality body as body internally and externally and both internally and externally. In this case, Kaya means mentality body and materiality body only. This is mentioned in Parisamvita Magga. After that, Buddha says, Samudhiya dhamma nubha siwa kaya samen viharati. Vaya dhamma nubha siwa kaya samen viharati. Samudhiya vaya dhamma nubha siwa kaya samen viharati, etc. What is Samudhiya dhamma nubha si? Because of the arising of avijja, tanha, upadana, sankhara, and kamma, five aggregates arise. Five aggregates comes to be existence. What is avijja dhamma nubhasi? Because of the complete cessation of avijja, tanha, upadana, sankhara, and kamma, five aggregates cease completely with the remainder. In this way, Buddha also teaches in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. But usage is a little bit different. In that Sutta, Buddha says, Samudhiya Dhamma Nubhasi, Avijja Dhamma Nubhasi. In this way, Buddha teaches.
刚才禅师问了大家一个问题，禅者有教大家呢 要回答，那就说我们是否对佛陀的教法有足够的信心？那么刚才很多人都回答说有的。那禅师说，如果我们对佛陀的教法有足够的信心，那么我们就必须要遵从佛的教法，要遵照佛的教法。佛陀并不是在真智部的立处经里面才这样的教导，佛陀在其他的经典里面有这样的教导，比如讲说。在这个巴提萨比达玛嘎，舍利弗尊者有这样的教导。同样的，在其他经里面，比如讲说一部很出名的经，就是《大念处经》里面呢，佛陀有给予这样的教导。但是佛陀在《大念处经》里面给予这个教导的时候呢，他是用不同的表达方式，比如讲说。佛陀在这个大念处经里面讲到的说，如果有个禅修者他修行，他修行这个安般念，就是安般念，然后修到四禅，然后他想以这个定力来转修观禅，那么他应该怎么修行呢？在这部经里面佛陀讲，那么他必须要观这个身为身，观什么身为身？就是观这个名身跟色身为身，他必须要观这个。内在的名身跟色身为身，观外在的名身和色身为身，也观内在跟外在一起观，内在跟外在的名身和色身为身。这只是讲到观身为身的教法。接下来佛陀再有继续的讲，说他安住于观照升起的法，安住于观照坏灭的法，安住于观照生灭的法。什么是安住于观照这个升起的法？那是他这样观照，他观照到当这个无明爱取行和业这五种因升起的时候呢，就会有产生五种果，就是产生五取运，产生五运。那当这五种因，就是无明爱取行和业这五种坏灭的时候呢？那么五蕴也跟着坏灭，它是观照坏灭法。那如果两个连观在一起观的话呢，就是观照生灭法。佛陀在《大念处经》里面是给这样的教导。
Because of the arising of ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, clinging, upadana, volitional formations, sankhara, and kamma. Five aggregates arise. Such type of arising is called causal arising. That knowledge is called causal arising knowledge, or seeing the causal arising. Pichya to udhya dasana. This is the knowledge of the second noble truth, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya sicca only. In other words, this is the knowledge of dependent origination for what order. Then another is Buddha teach Vyadhamma Nupasi. This is causal cessation. Pichya to Vyadhasana. The knowledge of causal cessation only. Because of the complete cessation of ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, clinging, upadana, volitional formations, sankhara, and karma, the five aggregates cease completely with the remainder. This is the knowledge of complete cessation of cause and effect. That is also called Indeitairana Sutta Nirodha Sicca. That Nirodha Sicca is the object of Pichyato Vyadhasana Jnana, the knowledge which realizes the cessation of causal cessation of five aggregates only. This is, in other words, this is the object of Udyavya Jnana.
由于无名升起，由于贪爱升起，由于执取升起，由于行升起，由于业升起，所以五蕴升起。这种升起啊，我们称为缘起，缘起。这种这样的升起，因为因缘而升起，它这种升起呢，是属于啊一种智慧的目标，那种智慧呢叫做缘生智，这就是也就是说观这个缘起，它是以顺着次序来观。那么接下来我们刚才讲的是属于安住于升起的法，接下来是安住于坏灭的法。什么是安住于观照坏灭的法？那是观到这个无名、爱、取、行和业这五种因坏灭，坏灭无余过后呢，那五蕴呢也完全的灭尽。这种能够观到这个因跟果都完全灭尽的观智呢，它是观到就是灭谛，观到灭谛。这种灭谛呢，是属于一种观智的目标，那种观智称为圆灭智。所以这种灭呢，也就是这种生灭呢，也就是生灭随观智的目标。
In this case, I would like to ask you one question. Dukkha Sicca, the noble truth of suffering, that is five clinging aggregates. This is effect. Samudaya Sicca, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, this is cause. So, Dukkha Sicca is effect, Samudaya Sicca is cause. Because of the arising of Samudaya Sicca, Dukkha Sicca arises. Then, which will be preceded, Samudaya Sicca or Dukkha Sicca? Which must be preceded? Because of the arising of Samudaya Sicca, Dukkha Sicca arises. So, Samudaya Sicca must be preceded. Dukkha Sicca must be succeeded. Do you agree? Samudaya Sicca must be first. Because of the arising of Samudaya Sicca, Dukkha Sicca arises. If there is no Samudaya Sicca, Dukkha Sicca will not arise. So, Samudaya Sicca must be first. Dukkha Sicca must be later. Do you agree? Oh, no answer. This is very important. So, why important? Why it is important? I would like to explain. In this very life, we begin where? In our mother's womb. Do you agree? In our mother's womb, at the beginning conception stage, there are five aggregates altogether. These five aggregates are produced by Smriya Seca. So, at the beginning of this very life, five aggregates are number one. They arise first. These five aggregates arise because of Smriya Seca. Then that Smriya Seca cannot be gone in this very life. Do you understand? If that Smriya Seca also in this very life, how you can accumulate this Smriya Seca in your mother's womb? Do you understand? Because of that Smriya Seca is you had accumulated in your previous life, past life. Because of that Smriya Seca in your mother's womb, five aggregates arise. So, Smriya Seca is cause. Five aggregates are effect. So, Smriya Seca already arise in previous life. Because of that Smriya Seca in this very life, in your mother's womb, five aggregates arise. Do you understand? What are Smriya Seca? I will repeat again. Ignorance, Vijja. Craving, Tanha, Upadana, and clinging, Upadana, volition and formations, Sankhara, and Kamma potency. Altogether, five causes. They are called Smriya Seca. Because of this Smriya Seca in this very life, in your mother's womb, at the conception stage, first beginning stage, there are five aggregates. These five aggregates are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, seca. So five causes are Smriya Seca. Because of the five causes which you had accumulated in your previous life, these five aggregates in your mother's womb rise. Then if you want to know by your own direct knowledge this Smriya Seca, how you should do? You must discern in your you must discern your past five aggregates. Depending on your past five aggregates, this Smriya Seca, Vijja, ignorance, Tanha, clinging, Upadana, Tanha, craving, Upadana, clinging, volition and formation, Sankhara, and Kamma, they arise. So you must trace up to past five aggregates. Depending on past five aggregates, you had accumulated these five past causes. Nowadays, you are also accumulating wholesome karmas in this retreat. For what reason? What is your purpose? Maybe if you become raha in this very life, okay. But if you not yet become raha in this very life, what do you want to be in future? For example, Bhikkhu or Deva or Brahma, for example. If you understand Bhikkhu or Deva or Brahma, such type of understanding is wrong understanding. Why? Our body is composed with materiality and mentality. This materiality and mentality, as soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are nature impermanent. There is no time to tell this is man, this is woman, this is Bhikkhu, or this is Deva, or this is Brahma. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. Within one finger snap, billions and billions of mentality and materiality arising and passing away. There is no time to tell this is man, or this is Bhikkhu, or this is Deva, or this is Brahma. If you understand as a Bhikkhu or Deva or Brahma, such type of understanding is called wrong understanding. That wrong understanding is called Vijja, ignorance. Depending on this ignorance, there is attachment to Bhikkhu life or Deva life or Brahma life. Such type of attachment is called craving, Tanha. Repeat that craving is called Upadana. Clinging. Based on this Vijjadana Upadana You accumulate wholesome dhamma such as meditating, samatha and vipassana, etc. These are sankhara volitional formations. But these volitional formations, as long as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are nature impermanent. But when they pass away, they left behind karma potency as a underlying tendency throughout your mentality, materiality, continuity. Such type of underlying tendency is called karma, karma potency. But that karma potency you cannot see by your own direct knowledge at the present moment. Near that moment, when this karma potency is becomes mature and ready to produce new existence, at that time only, because of the power of this karma potency, you can see karma or karma sign or destination, kati nimitta. Three types of nimittas appear. At that time only, you can try to discern these sankhara formations as well as this karma potency. So, they are samudaya sajja for pure future existence. In the same way, in past, you had accumulated these five causes. Because of these five causes, you had already received five clinging aggregates in your mother's womb at the conception stage. So these five causes are samudaya sajja. Five clinging aggregates in your mother's womb are dukkha sajja. If you want to realize this samudaya sajja and dukkha sajja, you must go back up to the your mother's womb as well as in your past life, where you had already accumulated these five causes.
在这里，禅师问了大家一个问题，那就是说，第一个圣地就是苦圣地呢，就是五取蕴。五取蕴呢是果，第二个圣地也是苦集圣地，苦集圣地是因。那么这两个这样看起来就是说呢，苦集圣地是因，苦圣地是果。那么哪一个是，到底哪一个是先的呢？哪一个先有，然后才有另外一个？因为苦集圣地升起，所以苦圣地才会升起，所以那个苦集圣地呢是先升起，所以苦圣地才会升起。就是说，先升起的是苦集圣地，后升起的是苦圣地。如果没有苦集圣地的话，就不会有苦圣地。禅师讲了这个很多，因为这个是很重要的。为什么很重要呢？你要看清楚的就是苦集圣地先升起，然后苦圣地才升起。为什么这样你要分清楚哪一个先哪一个后呢，是很重要的呢？禅师接下来解释说，在我们这一生当中呢，我们这一生当中呢，我们做人呢，最开始那个阶段，最早的一个阶段呢，是我们在哪里？我们是在母胎里面。当我们在母胎里面，当第一个心是升起，就是觉生心升起的时候呢，我们已经那个在那一个刹那呢，我们已经记住了五蕴啊，记住了色受想行识这五蕴。这五蕴呢是由苦集圣地产生的，但是在我们这一辈子里面的最开始的那个阶段呢，先升起的是五蕴，所以那个产生这个五蕴的那个因，那个苦集圣地呢，它一定是来自过去世。为什么呢？因为我们不可能在一投生在母胎里面的时候就累积那五个因，那个无名爱起无名爱起行业的这五个因。所以如果我们想说我们能够在可能的话，那么我们在胎里面，我们在一投生的时候就怎样去累积这五个因呢？所以这五个产生 我们的五这一世五蕴的因呢，肯定是我们在过去世所累积下来的五种因。因为在过去世我们累积这个苦集，苦集圣地呢，所以我们在这个胎里，在母胎里面的五蕴才会升起。所以也就是苦集圣地先升起，然后苦集圣地这个因呢先升起，然后那个苦圣地，也就是这个五蕴这个果呢，才会在胎里面升起。在这里禅师再重复一次，什么是那个苦集圣地，那就是无明、爱、取、行和业，这五种呢称为苦集圣地。因为这过去世的五这个我们累积了这个五个因苦集圣地呢，所以我们在胎里这次呢在母胎里面呢才会产生它的果，就是五蕴。所以五种因呢，这五种因是在过我们在过去世所累积下来的我们在过去世累积的这五种因苦集圣地，所以我们在这一生呢在母胎里才会产生它的果，也就是五蕴。所以如果我们想要了知这五种因的话，我们必须要能够观到过去世的五蕴。我们如果我们能够这样观，我们就可以看到在过去世依靠过去世的五蕴呢，我们累积了五种因累积了 无明爱起行业。所以我们必须要能够观到我们的过去世的五蕴，看说在过去世里面我们依靠过去世的五蕴怎样累积了五种因。所以在当我们然后这些禅师有问说，我们这次来参加这个禅修营，我们就是在累积五种因。那么如果我们这一次能够修行到成为证悟阿罗汉道果，成为阿罗汉的话，那就没有问题。但是如果我们不能够在这一次成为阿罗汉的话，那么禅师问大家，我们想要再来世变成什么我们想要再来世作为比丘呢，还是要作为天神呢，还是要作为梵天神呢？如果我们就是说我们还有来世，然后我们希望说我们在来世能够成为比丘、天神或者是梵天神的话，我们对这个比丘、天神和梵天神的了知，这是错误的了知。因为真正呢，真正讲在究竟上呢，无论是比丘我们的众生呢，他们的我们这个身体呢是由许多的那个究竟色法组合而成的，这些究竟色法呢一升起就坏灭了，他们非常非常的迅速，在一刹那里面呢就有算几万亿的算万亿算万亿的那个究竟色法呢生灭生灭生灭，非常的迅速。所以在这样你能够看到究竟的阶段的时候，看到在一刹那里面就有数以万亿计的究竟色法在坏灭的时候呢，你不会看到有什么男人在就像是没有什么男人，没有什么女人，没有什么比丘，没有什么天神，没有什么梵天神。所以如果我们的了解呢说以为说有比丘、有神、有梵天神的话，这种是错误的了知，我们就称为这就是无明。那么依靠这个无明呢，我们就可能会执着要成为比丘，要成为天神，或者是梵天神，会执着他们这样的生命。执着这样的生命呢，就是贪爱。那么重复的贪爱就是执取所以无明爱取。那么依靠这无明爱和取呢，我们就累积一些善的业。这些善业呢其实就是行法也就是我们在我们心里面呢，在我们那个塑形性里面所升起的那个行法是我们就是那些思，我们 专用的名词是叫做思。这个思呢，也就是说这个刑罚呢，它一旦升起就坏灭了啊。但是它，所以它生灭的非常迅速。但是呢，在坏灭过后呢，这个造业的思，这个造业的思在坏灭过后呢，会在我们的名色流里面呢遗留了业的力量。这种潜在，那种潜在的那个业的力量呢，它我们就称为业力。但是要观这种业力呢，并不容易啊。一般上呢，我们必须要观到，要观到它的话，我们是观那个在我们临终那一刻，在临终的时候呢，某一些业呢，它会可能就要成熟了，啊，它要成熟。在那个时候，当那个业要成熟的时候呢，就会有三种目标的其中一个会升起，一种是业，第二个是业相，第三个是去相。所以当这三种目标的任何一个升起的时候呢，我们可以从那边呢再查回去，当让这三种目标其中一个目标升起的到底是哪一种行，哪一种业力。所以因为有这个五取运，不是因为有这个第二个圣地，也就是苦集圣地呢，才会产生未来的生命。同样的，我们在过去世呢累积了这五种因也就是无名、爱起、行和业呢，所以我们在这一世呢，在母胎里面呢，它这五种因呢产生了它的果，也就是五蕴。所以过去世所累积下来的五种因，也是苦集圣地呢先升起，然后在这一世我们在母胎里面所升起的五蕴这种果呢，才第二个这个苦圣地呢是后升起。所以如果我们想要了知这一切的话呢，我们必须要能够观到，我们观我们的名色法，观回去，观到我们在胎里面，在母胎里面那个时候的名色法，然后再进一步的观到我们在过去世的名色法，然后再观在过去世里面我们累积了那一些的五种因。
If you want to realize the noble truth of the origin of suffering, smurya, etc. of your present five aggregates, you must go back up to the past life, where you had already accumulated this smurya, etc. In the same way, I would like to explain nirodha, etc.We had already explained that because of the complete cessation of ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, clinging, upadana, volitional formations, sankhara, and kama, five aggregates is completely without remainder. Such type of complete cessation of cause and effects, both cause and effects, is called nirodha sicca. When ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, clinging, upadana will cease completely without remainder. When they will cease?We saw the Magga Mahadiga explained, when you began arhat, at the day your arhat path will destroy ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, and upadana clinging completely without remainder. Because of the complete cessation of ignorance, craving, and clinging,Your sankhara and karma potency cannot produce new future existence. Because this karma can produce new future existence when it is supported by the ignorance, craving, and clinging. If there is no supporting cause, karma cannot produce new future existence. Now you may understand. When will you become arahat? This is problem. You should carefully consider this fact. One day you may become arahat if you practice diligently samatha and vipassana. But now you are not yet become arahat. You are still practicing uddiyabhya jnana, the knowledge of rising and falling, or the knowledge of rising and passing away only. One day, in this very life or in one of future existence, you may become arahat. At that time, because of the power of your arahant path, ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, and upadana clinging will cease completely without remainder. Because of the complete cessation of this avijja, tanha, upadana, your karma cannot produce new future existence. So because of this reason, five causes, ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, upadana, clinging, upadana, volitional formation, sankhara, and karma, these five causes completely will cease because of the power of arahant path. Because of the complete cessation of these five causes, five aggregates after pranibbana will cease completely without remainder. Now you are not yet taking pranibbana. Do you understand? This is actually future only. You are not yet become arahat. One day in future, in this very life or in one of future existence, you will become arahat. This is only future. At that time, five causes will cease completely without remainder. Because of the complete cessation of five causes, five aggregates will cease completely without remainder at the pranibbana, after pranibbana, or at the pranibbana mind moment stage. The pranibbana mind moment stage is last stage of five aggregates. After that, no more new five aggregates. If you want to know this Nirodha Sicca, the noble truth of the complete cessation of cause and effect, then you must try to discern mentality and materiality up to the future. Up to the future means up to the attainment of arhatship stage, as well as pranibbana stage. This is completely future possibility. Without discerning future mentality and materiality, you cannot understand this Nirodha Sicca. Do you understand? Oh, no one answer me. Very good.
如果我们想要了知这一世，我们这一世五蕴的因，产生这一世五蕴的因，也就是产生他的那个苦集圣地呢，我们必须要能够观到过去世的，我们的过去世，看我们在那过去世里面呢累积了产生他们的五种因。接下来禅师要以同样的方式来解释灭地。我们要怎样才能够观到这个灭地呢？我们要观到这个灭地呢，就是说我们要能够观到当这个五种因在未来他们灭尽，就是 无明爱起心和业灭尽的时候呢，无蕴也灭尽无余，这两种因和果因和果都灭尽无余呢，就叫做灭地。什么时候我们的无明爱和取才会灭尽无余呢？在什么时候呢？在这个清净道论的这个注释里面，就是大疏钞里面呢，有解释。 说我们如果我们要观到这个的话呢，我们必须要能够观，当观到我们说在未来我们证得了那个阿罗汉道的时候呢，那个阿罗汉道会把那个无明爱和取呢灭尽无余。那么由于这个他们灭尽无，由于他们灭尽了这个无明和爱和取，所以就是说你我们观了我们的未来，当我们未来呢可能在这一世或者是在未来世的未来呢，当我们证得阿罗汉道，当那在那个时候呢，我们灭尽了无明爱取，由于无明爱取灭尽了呢，我们所累积的行和业呢不能够再产生未来世。所以为什么会这样呢？那是因为这个我们的业，我们的行和业呢必须要在有这个无明爱取的资助之下呢，它才能够产生未来世。因为那个时候证得阿罗汉道过后呢，这个行和业呢没有再受到这个无明爱和取的资助，所以他们不能够再产生未来世。那么禅师问，到底我们什么时候才能够成阿罗汉呢？那我们成阿罗汉，如果我们要能够成阿罗汉呢，我们必须要轻轻的修行止观啊。我们不是现在成了阿罗汉，我们现在还不是阿罗汉，但是如果我们轻轻的修行止观，在未来我们可能就会证得阿罗汉可能在这一世或者是在未来世。但是当我们观到，如果我们有那个能力观到说我们在未来，也就是说这一世的未来或者是未来是成为阿罗汉的话，那时候我们能够这样观的话，那个是属于生灭随观智。当我们以生灭随观智来观到我们的未来，比如讲说在这一世或者是未来是能够证得阿罗汉道，断除了无明爱取，然后我们的观智呢也能够进一步的观到这过后呢，当我们因为这个无明爱起灭尽了呢，所以行和业呢也都不能够再产生未来世。所以由于无明爱起行和业这五种因呢完全灭尽无余就是说在证得圣阿罗汉道的时候呢由于阿罗汉道的力量呢，这五种因无明爱起行业呢都被灭尽无余了。所以在我们观到那个未来，就是说我们这一世的未来或者是未来世的未来成阿罗汉过后呢，那一世我们办涅槃过后呢，五种果也就是五蕴呢也都灭尽无余。但是我们现在还没有办涅当我们以那个观，以生灭随观之这样观的时候呢，我们那个时候呢我们还没有办涅槃。当我们以生灭随观之来这样观未来的观那个半观那个五蕴灭尽无余呢，是观到那个未来，未来当他在这一世的未来或者是在未来世那一世他成为阿罗汉的时候呢，真的阿罗汉道的时候呢，他灭了五种因，然后在那一世他办涅槃过后呢，五种果也都跟着灭尽无余。所以办涅槃呢就是五蕴的最后一个刹那在般涅槃过后呢，就不会再有五蕴升起。所以如果我们要想要能够这样观照到因和果都灭尽无余的话，我们必须要能够观到未来必须要能够观到我们的未来的名色法，直到观到我们在未来，比如讲说在这一世的未来或者在未来世的未来你那个时候呢证得了阿罗汉道果，以及最终般涅槃。但是这些未来呢都只是一种可能性而已。所以如果我们不能够观到未来的名色法，我们就不能够真正的了解什么是灭谛。
If you continue your vipassana, one day when your vipassana insight becomes mature, at the end of your vipassana insight, path in fruition knowledge will arise. That path in fruition knowledge will realize nibbana. That nibbana is called asankhata dhatu, unformed element or unconditioned element. This is supramundane nibbana. The object of supramundane noble path and noble fruition knowledge.
如果我们这样继续的修行观禅，那在未来有一天，当我们的观智成熟的时候，在观智的尾端呢，就会有圣道和圣果升起。这个圣道和圣果了知涅槃，这个涅槃呢，是无为界，这是出世间的涅槃。这个出世间的涅槃呢，是出世间的道圣道和圣果的目标。
If you want to realize Four Noble Truths, or if you want to attain Nibbana, how you should try? Number four, Noble Truth. The Noble Truth of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipatta Ariya Sicca. What is the Noble Truth of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering? Noble Eightfold Path. What are Noble Eightfold Path? Samadhi, right view. Samasankappa, right intention. Samavaccha, right speech. Samakamanda, right action. Samajiva, right livelihood. Samavayama, right effort. Samasati, right mindfulness. And Samasamadhi, right concentration. Altogether, there are Noble Eightfold Paths. If you want to attain Nibbana or to realize Nibbana or to realize Four Noble Truths, you must practice these Noble Eightfold Paths.
如果我们想要证悟四圣谛或者是证悟涅槃的话，我们应该怎样修行呢？我们应该修行第四个圣谛，也就是导向苦灭的道圣谛。什么是导致苦灭的道圣谛？那就是八正道。什么是八正道？八正道就是正见、正思维、正语、正业、正命、正精进、正念和正定，一共有八个道字，我们称为八正道。如果我们想要证悟涅槃或者证悟四圣谛的话，我们必须修行这八个正道。
I will explain a little bit more. Samavaccha, right speech. Samakamanda, right action. Samajiva, right livelihood. These three noble fetters are called the training of morality, sila, sikha. Based on the purification of bhajyu, you must practice the training of concentration. What is the training of concentration? Samavayama, right effort. Samasati, right mindfulness. And Samasamadhi, right concentration. These three noble factors are called the training of concentration.
禅师要接下来多解释一点点。正语、正业和正命这三个是属于觉学，以这个清净的戒为作为基础，我们应该进一步的修行定学。定学就是正精进、正念和正定，这三个道字，正精进、正念和正定呢，称为定学。
In this case, I want to explain a little bit more about Samasamadhi, right concentration. What is right concentration? In the Mahasatipurana Sutta, Buddha explains Vajjhana, Sakinjhana, Nathjhana, and Bodhjhana are called right concentration, Samasamadhi. Nowadays, many meditators, they criticize a lot jhana. But in this sutta, in that Mahasatipurana Sutta, Buddha says, Vajjhana, Sakinjhana, Nathjhana, and Bodhjhana are called Samasamadhi, right concentration.
在这里禅师要多对这个镇定做一点解释。什么是镇定？在《大念处经》里，佛陀解释什么是镇定。佛陀说，初禅、第二禅、第三禅和第四禅是镇定。但是现在在这个时代呢，有许多的修行者批评禅了无论他们怎么批评呢？但是佛陀在《大念处经》里面是这样的解释：初禅、二禅、三禅和四禅呢是镇定。
Based on purification of bhajyu, you must practice the training of concentration, samadhi. Based on the concentration, you must try to understand, or you must practice two noble paths.Samadhi, right view, and Samasankappa, right intention. What is Samadhi? This is very important. Buddha's explanations are very important. In the Mahasatipurana Sutta, Buddha explains thus. Kadama cha bhikkhave samadhi. Yanko bhikkhave dukkhe jnana.Dukkha Samudaya Jnana, Dukkha Nirodha Jnana, Dukkha Nirodha Gaminiya Patipadaya Jnana, Ayam Hochati Bhikkhave Samadhi. This is the explanation of the Buddha. What is the meaning? The right understanding of the noble truth of the suffering, the right understanding of the noble truth of the cause of suffering, the origin of suffering, right understanding of the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, and the right understanding of the noble truth of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering. These four types of right understanding are called samadhi, right view.If there is samadhi, there is also samasankappa, right attention. So these two noble paths are called the training of wisdom, pinya sikha.
以清净的戒作为基础，我们必须修行定学，然后以定力作为基础，我们必须培育智慧，也就是培育正见和正思维。什么是正见？佛陀对于正见的解释是非常重要的。在《大念处经》里，佛陀这么解释：对苦圣地的正切了知呢，是正见。在对苦集圣地的正切了知是正见，对苦灭圣地的正切了知是正见，对导向苦灭的道圣地的正切了知是正见。所以这四种正确的了知称为正见。当正见存在的时候，正思维也跟着存在，是他们是会一起存在的。这两个因素就是道智呢，慧学。
If you want to realize four noble truths by your own direct knowledge, what you should try?There is one sutta called Samadhi Sutta of Sicca Sanyutta. In that sutta, Buddha says thus, Samadhi Bhikkhave Bhaveta Samahito Bhikkhave Bhikkhu Yatha Buddham Pajanati Kincha Yatha Buddham Pajanati Idan Dukhanti Yatha Buddham Pajanati Ayan Dukha Samudhyodi Yatha Buddham Pajanati Ayan Dukha Nirodhodi Yatha Buddham Pajanati အယံဒုက္ခနိရောဓဂမိနိပရိပဒတိယထဗုဒ္ဓပါဌာနာတိဘိက္ခုစ်ဒီဗလဘိက္ခုစ်ဒီဗလပ်ကွန်စင်ထရေးရှင်းအဘိက္ခု who has concentrated my understands the dhammas as they really are. What does he understands as it really is? He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sejja. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, sejja. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, nirodha, sejja. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering. In this way, Buddha teaches in that Samadhi Sutta of Sejja Sanyutta. Therefore, if you want to realize these four noble truths by your own direct knowledge, number one, please try to purify your bhajju. Based on purification of your bhajju, you must practice the training of concentration, samadhi, sikha. If you have enough concentration, you can realize these four noble truths. This is the Buddha's teaching, not my teaching. What is the reason? Concentrated mind can produce strong, powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom, pinya loka, and the avasutta, etc. of the chitoka nibbada and gaudra nikaya. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you practice four elements meditation systematically, you can realize ultimate materiality. Then, based on this concentration, if you continue to practice nama kamathana, mentality meditation systematically, you may realize mentality. Then, based on this concentration, if you try to understand dependent origination by your own direct knowledge, it is also possible. Based on this concentration, if you practice vipassana systematically, one day you may realize nirodha sejja, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. While practicing vipassana, you may also realize mundane noble eightfold path. If you realize conditioned element asangata nibbana, at that time your path knowledge will be associated with the 37 mental formations. Among those 37 mental formations, there are also noble eightfold path. These noble eightfold paths are the supramundane noble eightfold path only. So based on sila, based on samadhi concentration, if you practice systematically, one day you may realize four noble truths. Because of this reason, we are teaching samatha meditation also.
如果我们想要以观智来测知四圣谛的话，我们应该怎么样修行呢？在相应部的一部经里面，那个就是定经。咱们的书道里面呢，佛陀这么说佛陀说，诸比丘培育定，心有定的比丘能够如实的了知诸法。他如实的了知什么呢？他如实的了知这是苦圣谛，他如实的了知这是苦集圣谛，他如实的了知这是苦灭圣谛。他如实了知这是导向苦灭的道圣地。在这部经里面，佛陀是这样的教导。所以如果我们想要以观智亲自以观智来测知四圣地的话，首先我们必须要持清净的戒，以清净的戒作为基础，我们进一步的培育定力，也就是修定学。那如果我们有足够的定力的话，我们可以尝试去了知四圣谛。这是佛陀的教法并不是禅师他自己的教法。为什么呢？ 为什么要这样修行呢？因为有定力的心能够产生很明亮的光，这个光呢叫做智慧之光，智慧之光，在真知部诗记里面的一部经叫做光经里面呢，佛陀有解释到这个智慧之光，以这个智慧之光，依靠这个智慧之光呢，如果我们修行世界分别观的话，我们就能够观到观到这个色聚，然后进一步的观到这个究竟色法，然后以定力作为基础呢，如果我们要观照明法的话，我们也能够观到究竟的明法，然后再以定力作为基础，如果我们要以要有以智慧的亲自的证悟了去彻悟这个缘起的话，那是可能的。那么在以这个定力作为基础，如果我们有系统的修行观察的话，那么在未来有一天我们就可能能够了知苦灭圣地，苦灭地，这个灭地，在这个灭地呢，是如果我们是修是那个属于那个生灭水观智的话呢，那个是属于以生灭水观智来了知这个灭地的话呢，那时候我们的是修行的观察呢，它是有具备了，它具备那个世间的八正道。但是如果我们在进一步的修行到我们能够证得证悟这个无为界，也就是出世间的涅槃，这个涅槃呢，那么在那个时候我们的道智，在道智里面，比如讲说一个可能性就是我们道智里面呢有37种的明法，在这37种明法里面呢也包括了八个正道，这呢这种八正道呢是属于出世间的八正道，所以以戒清净的戒和定力为基础，如果我们很有系统的修行的话，有一天我们就可能证得四圣地，就是因为这样，所以我们才会禅师说我们才会教导这个我们也会教导这个定禅这个止禅培育定力。
三，因三力卡萨达菩萨 says， 公路巴玛哈比库伊达曼提舍米内特拉那塔亚诺格哈那塔亚。What is the meaning? Because I teach the Dhamma to attain the Adasyo, similar to raft, to attain the Adasyo Nibbana. I never teach the Dhamma to grasp. This is very good in this way. Dhamma bhi o bhikkhave bahadabha bhagewa adhamma. One day, if you already attain the Adasyo Nibbana, other than you must relinquish even the Dhamma, this is Noble Eightfold Path. It is not necessary to say to relinquish Adhamma, Ahosan Dhammas. So, because of this reason, one day, if you already attain the Adasyo Nibbana, you must relinquish all Dhammas as well as all Adhammas. You should not grasp these Dhammas, this is very good, this is my Adha, etc. In this way, you should not grasp. One day you must relinquish all Dhammas and Adhammas altogether. Because of this reason, if you already attain the Adasyo Nibbana, you must relinquish Noble Eightfold Path also. We are teaching for the attainment of the Adasyo Nibbana only. The rough means in this case Noble Eightfold Path only. Noble Eightfold Path are similar to rough, to cross the flood, to attain the Adasyo Nibbana. If you had already attained the Adasyo Nibbana, then it is not necessary to carry this raft. Is it necessary? Not necessary. You had already attained the Adasyo Nibbana, you must relinquish this raft also. Because of this reason, we are teaching according to Buddha's teaching, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Three trainings. Systematically. However, In Dino Buddha, there are some arahats who did not practice samatha jhana. They directly practice vipassana. If they want to practice vipassana directly, how they should try? According to Visuddhi Magga's explanation, they must practice four elements meditation systematically. That four elements meditation also one type of samatha meditation. But if you practice four elements meditation, you cannot attain jhana. You can see kalapas, you can analyze those kalapas, and you can understand ultimate materiality. Then you can discern ultimate mentality and dependent origination, and then you can practice vipassana systematically. However, some meditators, they cannot practice directly vipassana. What is the reason? Because of the weakness of parami. Because of the weakness of the parami, they cannot see these kalapas clearly. They cannot analyze those kalapas clearly. They cannot discern mentality meditation clearly. Especially, when they are discerning dependent origination, they cannot discern past causes. They cannot discern future causes as well as future effects. At that time, if they go back to the samatha, it is very difficult. Because of this reason, we are also now teaching based on purification of Bhaju Samatha meditation under the guidance of your meditation interview teacher. You can practice Samatha meditation systematically.
在开头的时候呢，禅师念了一段的巴利文，那是佛陀所讲的话。他那段巴利文是什么意思呢？他是说啊，佛陀这么说。他教导法只是为了让我们能够达到彼岸，也就是涅槃。佛陀教导法并不是让我们去执取这个法。有一天，在未来有一天呢，当我们达到彼岸的时候，就是我们证悟涅槃的时候，达到彼岸的时候呢，我们甚至都需要把这个法呢都舍下，舍掉这个八正道，因为这个八正道呢，就好像那个竹筏这样，是让我们渡过这个那个瀑流，达到彼岸，渡过那个河达到彼岸的。所以我们连法也要舍掉，当然不善法我们也舍掉。所以，我们要想，在未来呢。有一天当我们修行到我们达到彼岸的时候呢，我们甚至连这个法，连这个八正道呢，我们都不应该自取。我们不可以自取这个法为这是我的这个什么什么这样不要自取它为这样为这是我的等等。所以在未来有一天当我们达到彼岸的时候呢，我们要舍掉一切所以如果我们所以就是说呢，在未来当我们达到彼岸的时候呢，我们也必须要舍掉八正道。为什么呢？佛陀教这个八正道只是为了让我们能够证悟涅槃，也就是达到彼岸，涅槃也就也可以譬为彼岸。而这个八正道呢，只是让我们能够渡过这个河流，那个瀑流，那个河流达到彼岸的竹筏而已。所以这个八正道呢，只是一个方法，让我们达到目的的方法。当我们达到彼岸的时候呢，当我们趁着这个竹筏渡过这个河流达到彼岸的时候，我们呢那个时候呢，我们就不需要再背着这个竹筏。为什么呢？因为我们已经达到彼岸了，不需要再背着这竹筏。就是因为这样，所以我们才会教导人们才会根据佛陀的教法来教导要修这个清净的戒，然后修这个戒学，修定学，然后再修这个慧学。在佛陀时代有一些阿罗汉，他 他们并没有修过这个止禅，哦，正确的说是他们没有修过那个禅，那个禅那，他们是纯观行者，就是纯去修观禅的。如果要成为，要一修纯观到成为阿罗汉，应该怎么修行呢？根据清净道论的根据清净道论呢，如果有人想要这样修行的话，他们必须要修行世界分别观。其实世界分别观也是一种的止禅，但是这种止禅呢，并不能够产生禅那，它只能够修到净行定。但是即使是修世界分别观到净行定，那时候的定力呢也很强，也强到足够让我们呢观到色聚，也能够强到让我们能够分析这个色聚，去观到这个究竟的色法，然后接下来也能够依靠这种定力呢来观到究竟的明法，然后观缘修缘起，然后有系统的修行观禅。但是有一些禅修者并不能够修这个纯观，为什么他们不能够修纯观呢？那是因为他们的波罗蜜很弱，他们的波罗蜜弱的缘故。因为他们的波罗蜜弱，所以在他们修纯观的时候呢，想要修纯观的时候，他们并不能够看到色聚，也不能够分析这些色聚，也就是不能够观到究竟的明色法尤其是不能够观到这个缘起，在缘起的时候非常的辛苦，所以他们在修习这个缘起的时候，他们不能够真正的这样观到过去因产生现在的果，现在的因产生未来的果。就是因为这样，就是因为他们面对困难，所以禅师说我们呢才教这个止禅，因为这样修止禅来培育定力。所以禅师说大家呢，我们呢我们可以向禅修小禅老师的学习，向他们接受指示向他们在他们的指导之下呢，我们可以很有系统的修行止禅。
Today, let us talk our Dhamma dot here. Sharing merit. Idame bonya. Aswakya. Wahahodu. Idame bonya. Nibbana sa. Pachyo. Hodu. Idame bonya.Sabha Sadhana Bhajema Desabe Mesama Ponya Bhaga Labandu Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu